My dear devotees, there is a terrible gap in our life. A gap between what we know on one side and what we experience on another.
Hay un vacío entre lo que sabemos por un lado y lo que experimentamos.
And a gap between our ideal, which we wish to be at, and our actual state of being.
Un vacío entre el ideal de lo que quiero ser y mi estado presente de existencia.
If this gap is not closed, then we become either apathetic in our spiritual life and just do mechanical Krishna consciousness, or we just give up eventually.
Si no cerramos ese vacío o llenamos ese vacío, entonces lo que nos sucede es que desarrollamos apatía en nuestra vida espiritual o abandonamos la conciencia de Cristo.
If there is a God, I want to see him.
Si existe Dios, quiero verlo.
If there is ecstasy and love, I want to feel it in my heart.
Si existe éxtasis y amor, quiero sentirlo en mi corazón.
If I always just follow a theory and never make an experience of it, it will just remain a distant, pious story.
Si solamente tengo una teoría y no hago que esa teoría se vuelva una experiencia, entonces se convierte, esa teoría es una historia piadosa.
Yes, some vague cloud.
Una nube vaga, ambigua.
The cloud of unknowing.
La nube del no saber.
Yes. So in a retreat, we try to close the gap between what we believe on one side and what we experience. We try to make it one.
Cuando hacemos un retiro, lo que trabajamos es el unir lo que sabemos con lo que experimentamos. Que lo que sabemos y lo que experimentamos se convierta en uno.
And for this closure of the gap, we need to know two things.
Y para llenar ese vacío, tenemos que saber dos cosas.
We need to know how to intensify our spiritual practice.
Tenemos que saber cómo intensificar nuestras prácticas espirituales.
And we also need to know a little bit more about our relationship with Krishna.
Y también tenemos que saber un poco más acerca de nuestra relación con Krishna.
In this little retreat, which we will have now for 2 days, I hope to give you an impetus.
En este pequeño retiro de 2 días, lo que espero es daros un impetus.
Yeah.
Un impulso.
Impulso, yes, impulso. Uno impulso. Uno strongo impulso. Forte, huh? Fuerte, yes, fuerte. Uno forte impulso, yes. Yes? No? So that you can follow that in the remain. At other parts in your life, when you maybe do what Yadunanda Maharaj hinted at, you know, doing either Ekadasi retreats or Chaturmasya is a bit long, but Kartik retreats, etc.
Para que luego podáis con ese impulso luego podáis replicarlo en otras partes de vuestra vida, como por ejemplo lo que comentábamos antes acerca del el retiros de Kadashi, el de Chaturmasya igual es muy largo, 4 meses, pero el de Kartik, por ejemplo, que es durante un mes, y otras experiencias similares.
What can you expect if you intensify your spiritual practice? That's the first thing which I recommended.
¿Qué podéis esperar si intensificáis
Well, two things will happen.
Dos cosas suceden.
First, the dirty things in your consciousness will come out and come to the surface.
Lo primero es que las cosas sucias de la consciencia salen a la superficie.
You will become aware of your weaknesses.
Os haréis más conscientes de vuestras debilidades.
Your lust, your anger, your greed.
La lujuria, la ira, la codicia.
Your terrible disqualification.
Vuestra terrible desqualificación en esos temas.
But then the sweet nectar will flow.
Pero luego el dulce néctar.
Dulce nectar, yes, dulce nectar. Your translation is very dulce. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada gave an example for this, two things, when he expressed what happens when you make ghee from butter.
Srila Prabhupada dio un ejemplo de esto, refiriéndose a hacer cuando hacemos ghee con la mantequilla.
From butter, huh? Yes, from butter. You intensify the heat and heat up the butter until it melts.
Se intensifica el fuego y se calienta la mantequilla hasta que se derrita.
At that time, the impurities which are in the butter will start to swim on the surface.
Y entonces las impurezas que hay en la mantequilla empiezan a subir hacia arriba, flotan.
Flotan, yes. And if you want the ghee, you have to take them and throw them.
Si quieres el ghee, tienes que recoger esas impurezas y apartarlas.
And then at one stage, the golden, yellow, transparent, nectarian ghee will manifest.
Y entonces, al cabo de un tiempo, el ghee dorado, transparente, amarillo y nectario se manifiesta.
A similar thing happens when you intensify your spiritual practice.
Algo similar sucede cuando intensificas tu práctica espiritual.
First, you know, your weaknesses will show.
Primero, pues tus debilidades.
But if you maintain the heat of the practice or the intensity of the practice, the sweet essence of Krishna consciousness becomes visible. I would like to give you an example from my own life so that you know I don't talk theory only. About 25 years ago, I decided to go on retreat and in the sacred valley at Giriraj Govardhan.
Hace 25 años decidí hacer un retiro en el valle sagrado de Giriraj Govardhan.
I decided to turn up the heat of my spiritual practice and see what would happen.
Decidí intensificar, poner la llama de mi vida espiritual a tope para ver qué pasaba.
I sat in a sacred valley just Giriraj in front and chanted from early morning to late in the evening Hare Krishna.
Me senté en el valle sagrado con Giriraj en frente y cantaba desde temprano por la mañana hasta tarde por la noche, cantaba Hare Krishna.
My dear devotees, I never forget the day when the dirt started to manifest.
Mis queridos devotos, nunca olvido el día cuando la suciedad empezó a manifestarse.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. There were 300 monkey couples before my eyes having illicit sex.
Había 300 parejas de monos y monas
300. So much. Then I closed my eyes. I'm a brahmachari. This is too much. But then I saw in my mind very embarrassing scenes of illicit sex, human scenes. I saw most properly what I had gone through in many lifetimes.
Yo vi lo más probablemente lo que yo he hecho en muchas yo he pasado muchas diferentes vidas.
I was confronted with an attachment which every conditioned soul knows, the main bondage factor of bondage to this world.
Yo me vi enfrentado a lo que cada alma condicionada tiene, la atadura más grande.
I said, well, I better chant now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I continued to chant. All of a sudden, from Jatipur, I heard a concert of Led Zeppelin. It's a musical piece which I like to listen to when I was a conditioned soul, when I was in, you know, before Krishna consciousness, and I did understand it was a musical rendition of the act of procreation.
Era una canción que me gustaba escuchar antes de ser devoto, y que lo que representa la canción, el sonido de la música, es el acto de la procreación.
I thought, what's going on? Let's happily in Jatipur, that's impossible. And there is not enough voltage, you know, there's always power cut, you know.
Let's happily in Jatipur is impossible. No hay suficiente voltaje.
What is all this? I called out, Krishna, help me!
Ayúdame.
Oh yes. And I decided, whatever the mind comes up in the mind is only like a passing cloud. Let me continue to chant.
Cuando decidí que pase lo que pase por la mente, es una nube que pasa. Voy a continuar el canto.
I continue to chant.
Continué cantando.
All of a sudden I heard no more Led Zeppelin.
De repente ya no escuchaba Led Zeppelin.
I opened my eyes.
Abrí mis ojos.
The monkeys were gone.
Los monos habían ido.
Led Zeppelin, the monkeys were in my mind.
Led Zeppelin y los monos estaban en mi mente.
But as I had increased the heat of my spiritual practice in a serious attempt to get a relationship to Krishna, the dirt had come up.
Pero como había intensificado mi práctica espiritual con un deseo de intensificar mi relación con Krishna, entonces toda la suciedad empezó a subir, a salir.
I want to encourage you, my dear devotees.
Quiero animaros, mis queridos devotos.
Turn up the heat in your spiritual life if you want to close the gap between your ideal and what you experience.
Aumentar la llama en vuestra vida espiritual si queréis llenar el vacío entre el ideal.
Don't become discouraged if some old conditioning comes up in your mind.
No os desaniméis si algún condicionamiento anterior surge otra vez en la mente.
Because soon the nectar will flow.
Porque pronto el néctar fluirá.
Let me continue with my little story. I went away from Giriraj Govardhan because it was becoming night. And then when I came out of my hiding place back on the Parikrama path, I met one devotee. He was on Govardhan Parikrama, you know, circumambulating the sacred mountain. He's also a Swami, and he said, "Ah, here the famous Sachinandan Swami is hiding." Not the famous, I said, the infamous. The monkey and Led Zeppelin Swami. And he said, "Come with me, I want to show you a special holy place." And he brought me to Surabikund, a place where Krishna forgave the offenses of Indra.
Y me llevó a Surabikund, que es el lugar donde Krishna le perdonó las ofensas a Indra.
And as I was paying my obeisances at this most sacred place, I started to feel feelings of bhakti in my heart.
Y cuando estaba ofreciendo reverencias en este sagrado lugar, empecé a sentir bhakti en mi corazón, intensamente.
I said, "Oh my dear Krishna."
Yo dije, "Mi querido Krishna."
"For so many long years, I have forgotten you in this material world."
Desde hace tantos años que te he olvidado en este, estoy en este mundo material.
"My consciousness has been covered with monkeys and Led Zeppelin.
Mi conciencia ha estado cubierta con monos y Led Zeppelin.
From today on, I'm your sincere servant. Please accept me."
Desde hoy, soy tu sirviente sincero. Por favor, acéptame.
And as I was praying, this sweet tears came.
Y mientras oraba de esta manera, lágrimas dulces.
And the tears washed away all the hard coverings of the soul on that day.
Y las lágrimas lavaron las cubiertas de suciedad en el corazón ese día.
The nectar began to flow.
El néctar empezó a fluir.
This is what happens when you go on a retreat.
Eso sucede cuando vas, cuando entras en un retiro.
As you intensify your spiritual practice, the conditionings show themselves.
Cuando intensificáis las prácticas espirituales, los condicionamientos se manifiestan.
And the nectar of bhakti will begin to flow.
Y el néctar del bhakti empieza a fluir.
Everyone needs of us needs to go on retreat.
Todos nosotros necesitamos.
Let me give you a definition of craziness. Craziness means you think, "I keep on doing the same things as I do every day, and then I will get different results."
Locura significa que hago las mismas cosas, que continúo haciendo las mismas cosas que hago todos los días y voy a obtener resultados diferentes.
No, if you do and think the same things every day, you will only get more of the same.
Si hacéis y pensáis las mismas cosas todos los días, vais a obtener más de lo mismo.
Go on retreat.
Entrar en retiro.
Yes. Do something differently in your spiritual life.
Haced algo distinto en la vida espiritual.
Turn up the heat.
Poned el fuego a tope.
Don't be lazy.
No seáis vagos.
Forte, informacionski, yes. Strong information.
Información fuerte.
Yes.
saying it, they can ask, but...
In a moment. Yes. I can see you all think, oh my God, are we at the right place? This Swami is too much. We want a festival. We want entertainment. And we are learning here, we have to go deep. Turn up the heat. Enter the sacred space. Meet Krishna. I'm an innocent Hare Krishna. No, my dear devotees, you all have started a beautiful spiritual journey and you want results.
No, mis queridos devotos, todos habéis empezado un hermoso viaje espiritual y queréis resultados.
Otherwise you will just develop a big body but no big realizations.
Si no, simplemente desarrollaréis un cuerpo grande, pero no grandes realizaciones.
To become fat is a sign of frustration.
Ponerse gordo es un símbolo de frustración.
After having said all these things, I will now turn down the heat. My dear devotees, I'm really only doing this to serve you, to get some motivation.
Mis queridos devotos, yo hago esto solamente para serviros, para provocar alguna motivación.
Yes, provocare a motivación. Yes. It's very important when you enter a retreat to build up a good intention.
Es muy importante cuando entramos en un retiro el construir una intención buena.
See, the intention which you develop in your life will really significantly influence the results which you get in your life.
La intención que vosotros tengáis en vuestra vida, que pongáis en vuestra vida, si, va a influenciar los resultados que obtengáis de una forma muy significativa e importante.
If you have a very strong intention in your spiritual life, and you always have this intention before you, you get miraculous results. But if you forget your intention, you will arrive at a standstill in your spiritual life.
Si tenéis una intención buena en vuestra vida espiritual, y siempre la tenéis presente, vais a obtener resultados milagrosos en vuestra experiencia espiritual. Pero si esa intención no está clara, no está focalizada, entonces nos quedamos estancados.
The most important thing which we as conscious souls have is the free choice, what we are going to do.
Lo más importante que la más importante cualidad que tenemos como almas es la libre elección de lo que vamos a hacer.
And intention is, so to say, the heart or the essence of your free will.
Y la intención es el corazón o la esencia del libre albedrío, de la libre elección.
Yes. You know, for instance, let us speak of this retreat. If you have the intention to really work and intensify your spiritual practices, you can really make a lot of advancement. And as Prabhupada said, you can be risen very quickly to a high level of devotional ecstasy.
Si durante estos dos días ponéis vuestra intención clara y intensificáis vuestra vida espiritual con esa intención, eso puede producir un cambio muy, muy fuerte, como dice Srila Prabhupada, que puede evocar el éxtasis por esas prácticas espirituales.
But if my intention is really to mainly eat pizza, I will not have so much profound devotional experiences.
Pero si mi intención es solamente comer pizza, entonces quizás no tenga experiencias espirituales.
So I would like to guide you now into a little exercise where you can become more, aware of your of formulating intention.
Entonces ahora lo que quiero hacer es un pequeño ejercicio para ayudaros a formular esa intención.
Yes, I request you to turn to your neighbor.
Podéis giraros a vuestro vecino.
And if you have an English speaking English speakers have to find English speaking people.
Los que hablan solamente inglés tienen que encontrar a alguien que hable inglés.
It's very important that you participate in these exercises. Yeah. Hare Krishna, it's very important, Deva Prabhu, you should also please participate in these exercises, otherwise you will not really be able to get the full benefit of a retreat. Everyone, please, 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 full participation is necessary.
No se produce, así que por favor que todos participen. Quizás si podéis ir de números a even.
Yes, well, it's like this. Who raise your hands? Who has not found a retreat part? How do you say? A partner for discussion.
¿Quién no ha encontrado un compañero o compañera para este ejercicio?
Yeah, so look around and find yourself one.
She speaks only Russian.
No problem. Then you can write in Russian on your notebook the exercise. Portuguesa, oh, really international. Yes. Portuguesa, but Spanish is also very close to Portuguesa, no? Almost, yes. Almost. Solution, yes.
Spanish
can
understand one.
Shh. My dear devotees, it's very simple. Find yourself a partner to talk with, and when you see there is someone without... If you have no partner, then look around in the room until you have your language team, and then join them. You can also go by three of you.
Mirad en la habitación si alguien no tiene nadie, los juntáis, y si no, finalmente podéis estar en un grupo de tres.
Yes. Okay. Now the most important thing.
Ahora lo más importante de ello.
Okay, we wait for this group to organize themselves. Please discuss with your partner about your intention of this this retreat.
Por favor, hablad con vuestro compañero o compañera la intención que tenéis en este retiro. ¿Cuál es vuestra intención?
Why have you come today here? What do you hope to achieve in these 2 days? Also, as you discuss with your partner about this, you can check your intention and see that maybe you wish to slightly modificate your intention.
También mientras habláis con vuestro compañero, también podéis evaluar vuestra intención y quizás queréis modificarla ahí.
The goal really of this little exercise is that you wish to formulate an intention which is very strong and which guides you throughout the retreat so that you can find your spiritual goal.
El ideal de este ejercicio es si sois capaces de formular una intención que sea intensa, que sea fuerte y que pueda guiaros en conseguir ese objetivo en este retiro.
I want to give you an example.
Os voy a dar un ejemplo.
A good intention is that for these few days of 2 days I really wish to practice my spiritual life in the way which is ideal for me.
Un ejemplo sería, en estos 2 días quiero practicar la vida espiritual de una forma que es ideal para mí.
Another intention is I want to learn new ways to practice bhakti and immediately apply them.
Otra intención puede ser quiero aprender nuevas formas de practicar el bhakti y aplicarlas inmediatamente.
Another intention which is maybe not so super spiritual is I want to finally sleep. I want to really sleep. Yeah.
Otra intención que no es tan motivadora es quiero finalmente quiero dormir.
This would not be so good because then we would most probably see you only, we would see your blissful smile most probably only very rarely.
Eso implicaría que veremos vuestra dichosa sonrisa solamente en raras ocasiones.
So if you came with this intention, you might like to modify your intention. Start now, please, with your intention building exercise. I will talk with Yadunanda Maharaj. You have 5 to 7 minutes. 5 of 7 minutes. You have one more minute,
Und dann gib mir bitte, dass ich jetzt schon hier das Haus success.
Ja. Ideal. Und wie bringt das hoch? Oder am besten, kannst du es nicht auf eine... Kein Problem. Ja, das kann ich, das schaffe ich, das schaffe ich. This is all I can do. Much more complicated functions I can't do. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. So, can I please hear, this is now very serious, who of you feels confident to share his intention with the group? Please raise your hand and say it. Try to say it in brief, in either one or maximum two sentences.
Later.
Yes, speak loud, please. Renovate, maybe.
I think that the answer is look at it like always. I think the answer is that we share is like renovate our lives.
Wonderful.
Renovar nuestras vidas.
Porque hemos tenido, we had an experience, we both share, we had a wonderful experience in the early days, and then we stagnate.
Oh, yeah.
We should renovate our life.
Wonderful.
Dice que ellos que los primeros tiempos del movimiento que los dos sentían que tuvieran tener una experiencia juntos muy intensa, muy buena, y ahora los dos sienten la necesidad de renovar sus vidas.
Yeah, there was stagnare, yeah. Thank you. This is a wonderful example of a very good intention. This intention will be your best friend if you pay attention to this intention. Keep it before, you have to keep your intention, the Sanskrit word is sankalpa, before your eyes and decide in relationship to the intention what you will do and what you will not do.
Tenéis que mantener esa intención en frente de vuestros ojos. El término sánscrito es sankalpa. Y en base a cumplir esa intención, decidir qué haréis y qué no haréis.
An intention helps you to say yes and also helps you to say no.
La intención nos ayuda a decir sí y también nos ayuda a decir no.
Other devotees are comfortable. Yes, I saw Prabhupada first. Yes, please. Mm-hmm. Yes. Pero es español, es coche. Yes.
En español es un poco desarrollar un poco la avaricia, ¿no? Por querer obtener un tamabhakti, ¿no?
You can speak because there are some English here.
To develop greed to attain uttamabhakti.
Wonderful.
Maravilloso.
Yes, please keep this strong in you before your eyes, this intention. Yes. We will turn to Siddheshwari, our devotee from Persia, yoga teacher from Persia.
Yeah.
Lo que quiero realizar es la vibración sonora como persona.
The sound vibration of Krishna's name, you want to realize that this is Krishna. Wow, that's a strong project. Yes, one last our Mataji in the, yes, elderly Mataji, yes, please. Speak in.
Intention of relish the holy name that you Maharaj transmit.
I'm not so whatever it is, yes, wonderful. Yes. I think all of you have an intention now.
Todos tenéis ahora vuestra intención.
Now listen very carefully what you hear now.
Escuchad muy atentamente.
Before you go to bed, kindly think of this sankalpa.
Antes de dormir esta noche, por favor, pensad en este sankalpa, en esta intención.
It will work in your subconsciousness overnight.
Trabajará en vuestro subconsciente.
And when you get up in the morning, first thing when you are under the shower, think about not just is the water cold or hot, you know, think about your intention. Yes. I will now give you 6 guidelines which will help you to make your retreat very successful. We will keep this on the sheet of paper. This is the last thing which we do, and then we will chant and go to bed. You can see it.
Vamos a escribirlo en el papelógrafo y, o sea, en papel y lo tendremos visible.
Enter a new space by separating from the old space.
Entrar en un nuevo espacio separando el espacio anterior.
Yes. Yes. You write in Spanish, right? Yes. What do we mean with this?
¿Qué queremos decir con
esto? Separate a little from the outside world to cut your dependencies. Like, don't do the usual distraction, like don't telephone like crazy in the pauses. Reduce your email contact to the real essential things which you need to survive. No newspaper, please, and no TV.
Dice, ¿cómo hacemos? ¿De qué manera lo hacemos? Por ejemplo, reducir, si se puede.